been murdered. Other friends have flown before. On the morrow he will leave me, as my hopes have flown before. And the bird said nevermore.
You're listening to The Call Podcast with Brandon and Josh.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to a brand new edition of The Call. It is a Baltimore Ravens podcast where we talk anything and everything Baltimore Ravens football. Thank you all for listening to us for the 300th time on Apple Podcasts, Stitcher, TuneIn, Player.fm,
Overcast,
Google Podcasts, and watching this episode on Facebook and YouTube. Well, as you can tell, we are not in our normal setup. We are here at Jimmy's Famous Seafood, and joining me as always, my buddy Josh. What's going on, man? How you doing?
Happy to be at Jimmy's and celebrating number 300 with you, man.
Number 300. We've been doing this for 10 years, and we
hard
thought...
Hard to believe.
I know. Like, we just met at like a Ray Lewis signing.
And seen Super Bowls.
We've seen a little bit of
defeats,
everything.
Defeats, a lot of victories.
We've been on the road to see games. We've been at home to see games, and we've covered everything. And what is always involved with a Ravens tailgate, a Ravens game, of course, we've seen many games here, is Jimmy's Famous Seafood. And joining us today, we've got the president and co-owner of Jimmy's Famous Seafood, John. How are you doing?
I'm great, man. Just counting the days for football season, just like everybody else, I'm sure, around town right about now.
We're getting close. Training camp's coming here. And Josh and I, we've talked so much about every single show is, you know, we'd watch it at Jimmy's, we'd go to the tailgate, and you guys have been a part of this city for so much time. But you and your brother, you both work here. He's the executive chef. So you're John. Who's Jimmy? And for those who've never been here before, who's Jimmy, and why is the seafood so famous?
Well, I guess Jimmy now is my brother's son. That's little Jimmy.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, so he just turned 2 years old, but he was obviously named after my father, Jimmy, who was the founder of Jimmy's Famous Seafood here in Dundalk. You know, he passed away in 2003, so coming up on 20 years, but opened the place in 1974. He was a Greek immigrant, came over here with nothing.
So he was like a first-generation restaurant owner.
Yeah, he was a guy on the boat, came over here, started washing dishes in various places and being a busboy from PA to D.C. and everywhere in between, and saved up his money over the years. You know, became a server, obviously, and just moved his way up just like anybody does in any business when they know how to work. And, you know, he purchased a bar at the time up the street here on Browning Highway, as it is now, called the Chevrolet Inn. Government came in and had to create a road there, so he came over here. It was a Slovak meeting hall at the time, and it started, you know, pretty bold statement. You know, you started from scratch. Jimmy's Famous Seafood.
Yeah. So how much has this place changed since it opened? I mean, I know you're very active on social media. You're always sharing photos and everything. But to see the building, the way it looks now, the way it did, I mean, you guys have built this place up so much. You can do a little bit of everything here.
You know, just like any business that's been around for 48 years, change is, you know, part of the plan. They say you either evolve or you perish. And, you know, we grew up here. This was our apartment up until not even 8-9 years ago. So it's a very special building to us. Yeah, I mean, I literally grew up on top of where the bar is right now, where the current second floor bar is, the Jimmy's Live Bar. I can show you where my bedroom was, where the attic was, where the kitchen was, where my brothers split their bedroom. People that have known me since I was born or since I was young, you know, it's still pretty funny to, and you know, have a meal or have a drink up there and what was the living room, and we used to play Nintendo together, so that's why, you know, we're so protective and so passionate about what we do.
So have you always wanted to be a part of the restaurant business, or growing up, did you have your sights set on something else, but it kind of drew you back?
Yeah, now, actually, and the big reason why was, despite, I guess, every son wants to be like their father, right? So obviously I wanted to be like my dad, and I had all these ideas that I wanted to implement, and he was, you know, pretty adamant that, you know, none of his kids go into the restaurant business. And a big reason why is, you know, he was living the life and seeing the hours and, you know, the holidays and the stress. And I guess he just wanted something in his mind better for the kids. But as you mentioned, with social media and, you know, with phones and all the stuff that we criticize frequently, there are good sides to that. And I think, you know, one of the major parts is, you know, technology allows us not to be here as much as he used to have to. And, you know, having a great support team around us. We're blessed with a phenomenal team that, you know, I'm not working the crazy hours my father was, you know. And, you know, whether he wanted it or not, you know, it was by necessity, because when he passed away, it was either figure out how to run the place or, you know, you're going to be out in the streets. So, you know, I love it. So to answer your question, you know, no, because my father didn't want it. You know, I wanted to be, you know, pro wrestler or,
you still got to do that, right?
Yeah, I did. Or, you know, just like any other, you know, young boy, football player, basketball player. You go down the list, you know, that was me. But, you know, restaurateur was definitely not on the list. But, you know, I think that it's a really cool business, and that I do get to incorporate elements of everything that I admired growing up into my position, into, you know, our business.
That's fantastic, John. And I know with the restaurant, you're also busy, right? And you're putting on the tailgate productions. But I know I see you at games sometimes. Obviously, you have the seats. Do you recall your very first Ravens game? What was the first Ravens game you attended?
The first game obviously means a lot to me because we have a picture. It was actually at the old Memorial Stadium with my father. And it was we have a picture at the first game at the new stadium as well. And to go from going to the games with your father as a kid and your brothers to becoming an official partner of the team is really like one of those goosebump moments, you know, when you put the picture side by side. You know, I guess everybody's got their favorite games, whether it's the home games or the road games, but and they're all, you know, great for different reasons. I guess, you know, when Will Dentz was playing for the team, you know, to watch one of your best friends out there, and that was always cool. The New England redemption game is my personal most exciting game ever, especially after having been there the season before.
Talking about the 2012 AFC title game when we got back to the Super Bowl.
Yep. You know, Torrey's game after the death of his brother sticks out to me, you know, in terms of sheer crowd volume, sheer crowd noise. You know, you think about the playoff loss to Indianapolis. You think about the first playoff win at home against the Broncos. And everybody's got those special memories, and it's a relatively short history for the franchise.
Yeah, really,
and so many of us have literally grown up with the team. So I think it's a very special connection between the town, the different age groups of the fans, and the organization itself.
It's bringing, of course, with the people, right? You know, tailgating is where it starts with football. And, you know, feel like in Baltimore, you can't say tailgate without Jimmy's, right? So me and Brandon, you mentioned, we were talking pre-show, and you mentioned the New York trips. Obviously, the Ravens traveled to New York this year again 8 years later. Me and Brandon's first experience with Jimmy's and tailgating was the Jets and Ravens trip 8 years ago. Obviously, leaving very early, loaded up the buses, headed up north.
Was it 5 a.m.?
Dude, yeah. Very early, 5 a.m., right, for a 1 o'clock kickoff. Had a fantastic time taking the show on the road, obviously. So question is, when was that moment that you started the bus trips and the tailgates?
Yeah, so that's the reason why I'm so, you know, passionate about the tailgoat, as it's called now, and the tailgate experiences is actually one of the first projects that my father, you know, trusted me with. And, you know, in the restaurant business, you're not always busy on Sundays. So, especially during football season, and especially when Baltimore didn't have a team, right? So when somebody approached him about doing the PSL concept, which, if you guys remember, was just a foreign concept at the time, right? He kind of scoffed at it, but Mr. Paul Goins and Adam Dietz, or Chuck Dietz, rather, excuse me, you know, sat my father down and explained to him that, you know, if he could put up the money for the PSLs, they would fill those 26 seats at a time. We lost two for fighting. They're down to 24 now.
always something. Always,
yeah. that, you know, they would bring in those people before and after the game. And that's how the tailgate started, on a cheese bus with, you know, some cold cuts, a keg of beer on the back, and just people just uniting over football. And that's what we try to do now, is whether it's 24 people as it was or 2,400 people as it approached a few times in the past. We want everybody to know that, you know, we're uniting them. We're taking care of them based around the concept of football and food. And that's what's really cool about it. And that's why I've only missed two games at home for the tailgate. I've missed many games inside the stadium, but because, you know, it does get tiring, you know, when you're in here on Friday and Saturday and you got to go to those Sunday 1 o'clock games, which, you know, for our staff, a lot of times can mean a 4 or 5 a.m. setup time. I just, it's my baby, you know, so it's something that we take a lot of pride in. Yeah, we believe wholeheartedly that it is the best one in the country, and I think that it's become a reason for even away fans to travel to Baltimore. And, you know, we've talked to them, and we see them, and we welcome them, and we see the comments on social media and in emails that they're circling Baltimore when it's on their team's schedule because they get to come to the tailgate. And that's it's a humbling. It's an amazing feeling, man. It really is.
Yeah, seeing some of those pictures on social media, you do see jerseys from all over the league. I mean, you go to the Jimmy's Facebook page, the Tailgoat albums, you do see Steeler fans. You do see New England fans. You see them from all over the place because everyone just knows about this experience. So take us from, like you said, there was a cheese bus at the beginning. Take us from how you went from that to, I mean, you've got bands and stages and this entire parking lot filled with just photo booths and ice luges and all this kind of stuff. How did you go from something like that to, was it just like the people were demanding it, or was it your own idea that you wanted to do?
Yeah, I think progression, and it's my obsession with just getting better every day. And I think that you either get better every day or you get worse. You can never stay right there. So the minute you think you're maintaining the status quo, you're probably being, you know, surpassed by somebody else, and somebody else is hungrier and coming for your spot. And, you know, Brian, I know you're a huge wrestling fan. I think it's a double-edged sword because you have to get better and adapt and get bigger. At the same time, you definitely want to pay respect to the past, right? So you always got to walk that fine line. But we just come up with different ways. We have a phenomenal team. The team's gotten bigger, obviously, and everybody has their input. And we say, you know, who aren't we attracting right now? And, you know, somebody might say, you know, 25-year-old person that's not into sports, why would they come to the tailgate? And, you know, that's when we started incorporating some of the national acts a little more for music, such as Chase Rice this past season. And we've got at least four that we're going to be announcing here shortly. I wish I could drop it right now, but, you know, there's announced dates that are associated with them due to the artists and their touring schedules. But we just want to make this unforgettable for everybody. And towards the end of most of the tailgates, one of our photographers who's been with us for probably two decades now, Chris Keegan, you know, when we pull a big one off and he sees the stress coming off our faces, he always says, you know, what's next? And I always respond to him and says, I don't know, man. But, you know, we'll figure it out.
Now, Josh and I, we were talking a little bit earlier about, you know, some of the special guests that you do have here. And Josh had a great suggestion for Steelers Ravens. So.
Absolutely. So, obviously, you mentioned big wrestling fans, AEW, Dr. Britt Baker, DMD.
Well, now, can we all do it together? Can we look at that camera and everybody go, DMD?
Have to do it.
Even though she's a giant Steelers fan, I think she'd be a perfect fit for the tailgate.
So.
Yeah, unfortunately, as we were talking about off air, is that the New Year's Day game?
Oh, is it?
I think, yeah, we were talking. Yeah, I think it is. Yeah. They put the Steelers as it's the last game of the year for them.
Yeah, so it's going to be pretty tough to get a professional wrestler with, you know, the professional wrestling schedule to commit to something at 1 o'clock p.m. on New Year's Day.
Right. Well, Britt, you know, Britt, we will get you here somehow.
We will.
You know, we could always just do it NWO style and take a bus up to Pittsburgh.
I like this.
And invade it.
I like this a
invade
lot.
Invade it.
Or
love
a
it.
Tank.
Oh, a nice. Yes, absolutely. A
the
Rusev tank
just
or a DX tank? Which one are we going to go
the
for?
The DX,
DX
tank
would be
yeah, absolutely. So each tailgate has a theme. You have specific food. Like recently you did have All Elite Wrestling here, and it was a taco bar for Taco Tuesday. How do you come up with those themes for each game? And do you have like a set menu before, you know, the season starts, or is it as they kind of move along?
No, definitely. I think, you know, the food's such a major component of it because we're not just an event company putting this production on. We are a restaurant first and foremost. So people expect great food, right? And we look at the schedule. And if a town like Buffalo, for example, has a patented food, they have, you know, beef on weck. So we're already starting to customize that menu. They have chicken finger sandwiches is one of their customs. Buffalo wings, of course. So you got to pay, you know, respect to the opponent to cater to the fans that are coming in from out of town. At the same time, you know, majority of our attendees are there every week. So they don't want to eat the same food every week.
That's true.
So we got to keep it fresh for them. And another thing that we do with, you know, on the food side of things is we bring in other great restaurants that help us out, and they give, you know, it allows them to reach a new audience. show off their food and show off their awesome stuff. And it allows our guests to check out a new restaurant that maybe they haven't heard of in the past. And everybody kind of wins, cuts down the lines, if there are any lines. So that's another great concept that we do. But, you know, the theme as well, it just depends on who can we get to attend that game, what's the weather going to be like. There's a lot of factors. And, you know, once again, I guess everything comes back to wrestling. You know, you just got to put on your promoter hat and think about, you know, what do the people want?
Absolutely.
And how can you make it exciting for them?
Well, you've given us a spectacle as far as the guests are concerned. You know, you've had some heavyweights. Cal Ripken was, I think, last year, right? You know, you've had Ravens Hall of Famers, Ravens Ring of Honor recipients. I know I was president of the tailgate where you basically told Marcus Peters and Marlon Humphrey, I do not want to see you here again during the season because their knees are hurt. You know, we're looking.
It's a weird season.
I know it was. You said that too on stage. You're like, this has been a weird year where we had both of them host in the same year. But I want to ask you, John, who would be your ultimate guest for a tailgate? Who's number one? Who's number one in your heart for a tailgate appearance?
Who's a tailgate? Oh gosh, I guess The Rock.
Oh, that would be amazing.
And you know, we do work with Terramana,
which is delicious.
And his cousin Roman is a big fan and supporter of Jimmy's.
I think we call that foreshadowing.
Ooh, okay. Good. I like that.
There we go.
You just said you had Cal Ripken and a couple other people. Who are some of the other guests you've had at the tailgate in the last couple of years?
I mean, virtually every former Raven has been to the tailgate, whether it's been announced or unannounced, whether they hit the stage or they didn't. You know, but we've definitely expanded it to incorporate more just pop culture icons. So, for example, we had Joey Chestnut there this past year. We've had Mickie James perform with her band in the past. Obviously, as I just mentioned, we had Chase Rice there. We also have had members of the opposing team join us. Dante Hall was there during the last Chiefs game, and we just really want to make this a football festival, but we also want to tie in food, as I mentioned, music, and just pop culture, and just anytime you have an opportunity to do that in Baltimore, I think you kind of have to, because you know, we kind of get a bad rap nationally, and to see this only take place in Baltimore, nobody else is doing this kind of stuff.
Yeah, it's amazing,
and that's not just pro, that's college as well. It's a pretty good feeling, man, and it just shows you, you know, just how powerful our community is down here in Baltimore.
So you mentioned The Rock, John. So memory serves correctly, I don't think Ray Lewis has made a tailgate appearance. Would that be in the works?
He's actually been there.
He has?
He just didn't want to hit the stage. Uh-huh, yeah,
see? He's been there undercover. You know,
I was going to say, because I don't remember that, because I would have been front center, because that's my dude.
Yeah, that's the Haloti Nada method, as we call it. You know, those guys are hard to hide, but right, when those December and January games come around and they can cover up, you can sneak them in there on their way to the stadium for a couple minutes. But you know, I think we've had a phenomenal lineup over the years. Members that are in the Ring of Honor, members that should be in the Ring of Honor, Chris McAllister, you know, Jacoby Jones. It'd be great to get Joe Flacco out there when he's done being elite in the league. But it's really cool to see the love that they get from the fans. And, you know, one great example that I use there is Terrell Suggs. You know, he made his tailgate debut this past season, and you could just see it on his face how much he appreciated it. He was by no means bound to sign autographs. We advertised that, you know, it would be up to him completely, and he just showed up early. He left late, despite having an appearance inside the stadium, and he just made sure everybody got their money's worth, and it was really, really, really cool to see. And, you know, he made a comment that, you know, he hasn't felt that kind of love for a while. And if you guys remember, that game was freezing.
Yeah.
And it was early.
I was there for it, yeah.
You know, we were hanging on to
it. Was raining, too, for the early part of the morning.
Mm-hmm. And they were lining up for him, man. And it was a very, very impressive thing to sit back and watch, for sure.
Now, we've covered what we have going on with the tailgate outside the stadium, but if you are an Orioles fan, there's Jimmy's now in Camden Yards. If you go inside M&T Bank Stadium and you're watching the game, there's Jimmy's there. What's on the menu once you get into the stadium, and is that going to change at all this year?
Yeah, and it has changed. And, you know, you mentioned the Orioles and the Ravens, and they have two different menus because, you know, baseball and football, they're a little different with the kind of food that you're going to eat, right? So football, You don't want to miss a play. You don't want to sit in line. You probably just want to stick it in your mouth and keep it moving. Whereas baseball, you know, you get a little more time to sit down. And so we definitely take that into consideration when we're creating the menu. Temperature is a big difference, too, when it comes to football, especially because the menu items that we serve in September, when it's 80, 90 degrees outside, won't be the same ones that we're serving when it's 25 degrees outside in December. So you probably want, you know, cream of crab soup at that point, for example. In addition, you know, crab meat prices, as we saw all over the news last year, were astronomical. So we didn't get to roll out the entire menu the way we wanted to because, you know, it's expensive. And, you know, you really can't do that with a good conscience, you know, charge, you know, people that are already paying a ton of money to go watch the Ravens play X amount of dollars to have a crab cake. So we got creative with it. We got innovative with it. We added the crab cake egg roll, which was hot and is still hot.
Phenomenal.
Yes.
So
phenomenal.
I think, yeah, you know, that's my brother's, like, passion is just walking that line between, you know, price, temperature, demand. It's a lot that goes into it. It's nothing happens by accident, for sure. But my favorite part about, you know, being inside both stadiums is that we actually staff the stadiums ourselves with our staff.
Oh, wow.
And they love it.
It's awesome.
You know, because, you know, we're all, you know, we are an overall younger group here at Jimmy's, and they're very enthusiastic. They're obviously all sports fans. And, you know, to be there doing that kind of job when you're, you know, fresh out of high school or fresh out of college, I mean, what else do you want, right?
Absolutely. And I was there at Camden Yards, my first experience with it, and it's a well-oiled machine. They were hardworking. Certainly, I have their back and support on that. Wow, and it was a phenomenal experience.
What was it like seeing Jimmy's Famous Seafood up on the marquee at Camden Yards and M&T Bank Stadium?
Yeah, man, I mean, it's my Facebook profile picture, so that should tell you right there, right? You know, just it just all the like, emotions and, you know, everything just kind of hit me at once when I saw it for the first time, and I was with my wife, my brother and his wife, and just like thinking about, you know, the past, you know, 20 years, you know, without our dad, and, you know, to get to that point, to see people like waiting in line to eat food with his name on it, it's just hard to put into words, man.
And you've also expanded, obviously we mentioned Nationals Park too with that, with partnership with, would a Capitals partnership be in the works with Capital One?
We'd love to. You know, we love just expanding our father's name and putting it everywhere within reason. It's all about sustainable growth. You know, you can't be greedy. You know, you can't stretch yourself thin. You can't stretch your staff thin, obviously. So, you know, as you know, we do monthly trips to see the Caps. You know, we're pretty big hockey fans. So not only to be in there for the Caps, but to be in there for all the concerts that they have there and all the great stuff that they have going on there, that'd be awesome too. And, you know, we're also in Aberdeen for the Ironbirds.
That's right, yes.
Which is our first partner, and, you know, you never forget your first.
That's right.
And it's just it's different up there, man. It's really cool. It's that hometown feel. It's just on brand for us. And you see so many families there having a great time, and you see like their promotional team working overtime to come up with innovative concepts to get people in there, and it's just like something that, you know, I personally, as a fan, just tip my hat to.
I got to say, since we are talking a little bit about the Capitals, I was right here at Jimmy's watching them lift the Stanley Cup.
It was four years ago,
and I don't know if you remember this, but at the beginning of the night, you said, are they going to take it home tonight? And I said,
you're downstairs by the carryout door.
And I said, remember. It's tonight. And you go, no, it's going to be Saturday. It's going to be Saturday. I'm like, no, it's tonight.
It was a three. I remember. It was a three of them. They were sitting right by the carryout.
Had an indifference.
And once they won, you were in the carryout. You were looking through the door, and I pointed at you. And I said, I told you. And you just came in, gave me a big bear hug. I mean, that was such a blast. I mean, again, if you're not at the stadium, if you're watching a game or something, you can come to Jimmy's, and you're always going to have a really great time.
So, John, you mentioned building brand, right? You know, getting the name out there and the food. So, you've done a really great job building the brand, you know, expanding that. You know, you have the sole location here, but, you know, folks can, you know, order online. You know, you got the Jimmy's Meals. You've expanded the operations with the food trucks, you know, which is a phenomenal operation, by the way. You've been featured on Food Network. You know, you sponsor the Purple Playbook on WJZ. You've been featured on numerous news stations around the area. So, and you also were, I know I was at the tailgate where you recognize Marlon Humphrey with the Famous Fund for helping out restaurants with COVID. So with all that, what's next for Jimmy's?
I don't know, man. I don't know. It's not like I'm not one of those guys that gets caught up in the future because you got to enjoy the present. And, you know, we're very blessed, very fortunate right now. And, you know, I know what it took to get here, so I don't take anything for granted. And, you know, we'll see. You know, I have a few goals, obviously, professionally and personally. So there's no one thing that's next. You know, obviously, my brother, you know, he's got two kids now. So, you know, hopefully I'm right behind him. And to see a couple of Jimmys running around here will be pretty cool. So that's on a personal level / professional. And then, you know, we'll see. We got some stuff in the works, though, for sure, that we'll be announcing within the next few months, hopefully.
As always, we're always excited for the special announcements. As soon as we see that tweet and the Facebook post.
I've seen some stuff fall through last minute, so I've learned to keep my mouth shut in my old age.
But again, like you said, you're always working. You're always got something ready to go. And with all the work that you've done here in Baltimore and with building, like you said, the Jimmy Seafood, famous seafood brand, I mean, you've done some amazing work with the Brigance Brigade, and you've done amazing work with the Famous Fund. What do you think your dad would think about what you're doing right now and what Jimmy's has become, not just for the Ravens, but for the city of Baltimore?
I don't know. You know, my dad was a man of few words. So, I always say the best compliment somebody can give you is, you know, they're proud of you. So I guess that's it.
I can tell you, your dad's very proud of you. I know that. I mean, just absolutely. What you've been able to do here and how many people you've been able to help. It's really phenomenal what you guys are doing. So, before we get out of here, maybe let people know where they can visit you on social media, where they can order crab cakes if they're not here in Baltimore, or even if they are and they can't get to the stadium or down to Jimmy's, they can still order stuff online. Let people know all that information.
Yes, if you're out of town, jimmysfamousseafood.com is our website, and we do have free shipping going on now, so definitely take advantage of that. Social media, we're on Instagram and Twitter at Jimmy Seafood. I think it's the same on TikTok as well. We're trying to get into that. I have no clue how to work that.
Me either, John. Me either.
You know, Facebook, Jimmy's Famous Seafood. YouTube, same thing. You know, we try to hit everything. You know, just never sit on your laurels. You know, once you think like, oh, you know, everybody knows Jimmy's, it's quite the opposite, man. Sometimes, you know, I'll go to like North Carolina for a basketball game, for example, and I'll have my Jimmy shirt on, and not one person knows what Jimmy's is. So it's like it's a nice come back to earth moment. So, yeah, you know, we try to stay active, be out there, and I think that's the number one advantage that I have over when my father was running the place, is that he didn't have social media, and it's free at the end of the day, man. That's what I tell everybody that's in the industry with me, and then that they don't use it that frequently. I say, you know, it's free. Even if it brings in like one customer, it costs you nothing. So why not use it? And that's why we're so heavy on there.
All right, Josh, have we covered everything for this episode of The Call?
It seems like we have for the grand 300th, celebrating Jimmy Seafood style, quote the Raven, nevermore.
Very cool. Well, if you'd like to continue the conversation with Josh or I or John as well, you can tweet to me at Brando Cash. Maybe tell us your favorite Jimmy's Famous Seafood story. Josh, where can people follow you at?
Always at ItalianGQ52.
Now go over to our Facebook page, facebook.com/thecallpodcast. Like us over there. Whenever a new show comes out, you'll be the first to know, and we're always sharing any kind of Ravens information that we really enjoy. Anything maybe I like from Friday Night Lights, I'm always sharing stuff about that too.
Clear eyes, full hearts, can't lose.
That's right.
Always.
So make sure you go follow us over there on Facebook. Now, we do the show for free. You listen, stream, and download for free on Apple Podcasts, Stitcher, TuneIn, Player.fm,
Overcast,
Google Podcast, Facebook, and YouTube. All we ask in return is for you to please spread the word about the show. Rate us over on Spotify. Write us an Apple Podcast review. And then use social media and let people know on Facebook and Twitter and Tumblr and Pinterest and Instagram and Reddit and Snapchat and Twitch and TikTok. Anywhere you're social, on the web or with your phone, say, I'm a Baltimore Ravens fan. I listen to The Call, and you should too. So that is pretty much it for the show this week. Training camp is right around the corner. This is episode 300. John, thank you again for stopping
by.
Thank
you very much.
Thanks for having me, guys. Appreciate it.
And Josh, for the 300th time, take us out the way you always do.
Absolutely. Well, here at Jimmy Seafood, enjoying the atmosphere. And as always, you know, support the brand and enjoy the summer. And OTAs are on the horizon. But as John alluded to earlier when we were talking, we're just counting down the days to football. So with that, Baltimore Ravens, let's fly high.
This has been a production of Brando Cash Entertainment. Music by Brad Lepore and Daniel Kelly from the DBK Studio. For more information, go to brandocash.com. Big thank you to Wibbs Media for coming out to Jimmy's Famous Seafood tonight and filming for us. Go to WibbsMedia.com for more information if you need them for a wedding, a special event, or a sporting event. They're the place to go to. You can also check them out on Facebook at Wibbs Media.